The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just gets out of hand.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, I suppose cancer doesn't necessarily take a vacation, and neither do the cures for it. So we're here, live on Labor Day weekend, the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don hanging in there barely, but we'll see if we can. We'll see what happens.
Hold barely,
on. Barely hanging in. Shows up and then he teases me and he has to go, but he's here and we're still trying to connect with Ty live from the Cancer Control Society. So stick around for that. Mike Cutler was awesome, Super Don. Really,
what a story,
cool.
Right?
Yeah, tell you what. And you know that was the revelation for me among many as we covered the story over the years here, especially the developing understanding of what cannabis this plant is doing, is the fact that he's on immunosuppressive drugs because he's had a liver transplant, which kills your immune system on purpose. And of course, without an immune system, what do you have? Cancer. And yet he's on it, and he took the cannabis oil, and it cured the liver cancer again, and he's still on the immunosuppressive drugs. I mean, you want to talk about the power of nature? It's stunning.
Indeed. And I mean, talk about two stories in a row. You know, we had the first story with the girl in Michigan. And isn't it interesting that her story is very much like Mike Cutler's, where, you know, they did their own research. They came across, you know, I mean, we hear a lot about Rick Simpson, don't we? I mean, that guy is a pioneer, really, honestly, if you look into his history. In the cannabis industry, in the cannabis, you know, revelation of taking that power to heal and putting it in your own hands, like we talk about, where teaching people how to be able to do this for themselves. And both of them came across Rick Simpson's information. Both of them realized that the power to heal was theirs, and both of them healed their own cancer. I mean, talk about two major success stories in one show. I don't know how we can contain it all.
That, you know, this is the major theme, and people are picking up on it. I'm just glad to be a conduit for it. This, by the way, you can get the CBD-rich hemp oil, which is legal in all 50 states here in the United States. SHW48 is the discount code. There may be other weekend, Labor Day weekend discounts through Hemp Meds, and we've got those linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Obviously, we know there are properties of distinction between the cannabinoids, CBD, THC, and we are whole plant advocates, and we are recognizing also that even the CBD on its own can do extraordinary things in pain management and other things. So whatever you can get, please get and try, because we're in desperate straits if we continue to turn over our bodies and our children to the medical industrial complex and the government complex that makes it a monopoly. And, you know, that's what upsets me so greatly about the whole vaccine argument. You know, it is an argument, because there's not many people that are they're speaking rationally on the pro-vaccine front when they yell, science, 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 the science says. And, you know, there's no compassion in that. It's a religion. It's a cult. And, you know, there are people that say, if I can allow myself, which I will, it's a holiday weekend and it's my show, to go back into the vaccine discussion for a moment. When somebody says, oh, I know somebody that was paralyzed because they had polio, or that was harmed because they got the measles or the mumps or anything like that. All heart-wrenching stories in many cases. not arguing against those, but you're utilizing that same story as if it is evidence that the vaccines would have prevented it, or that the vaccines are the reason that they're not happening today as, let's say, frequently. And that's not a scientific argument. To say, well, I know somebody who is in an iron lung, therefore you have to take a polio shot or a vaccine, it's irresponsible if you don't. That is not a scientific argument. That's an emotional argument. And then they would claim, well, where's the third-party validation? Where's the science to prove that vaccines cause autism? Well, there's plenty that we can point to. But I'm not even, on one level, as a human being, interested in that, because I've met too many people who have children who have been harmed and damaged and injured by these vaccines. And as we've covered, the moms, the warrior moms, the thinking moms, have witnessed the robbing of their children right before their eyes because they trusted the doctors, they trusted the medical community, they trusted the government to say that vaccines are safe when they're unavoidably harmful. And if you want to argue with me on that, I ask you, what is the reason for the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, the Vaccine Court? It's because vaccines are unavoidably unsafe. We had another beautiful picture that illustration that Liam put together on that. I'll have to put that out in the show notes as well a little later at robertscottbell.com. They absolve the manufacturers of vaccines of all liability should their product harm or kill. How do they do that? Through an act of Congress. Even though it's patently unconstitutional to absolve any industry of any liability for their products should they kill, maim, hurt, harm. But that's what happened. Because this is a religion. It's the state religion. You think I'm exaggerating when I call this the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism and how we do in America and in Britain as well have a state religion? And it's not the Orthodox Christian Church. It's not Baptist Church. It's not LDS Church. It's not Judaism. It's not Islam. It's none of those religions. It's the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. They can do no wrong, even though they do plenty of wrong. And so we're dealing with this issue and the real human toll that is much more important to me than any science you can present me with, pro or con, in safety or danger of vaccines. The human toll is ignored when you say to me, well, I knew somebody who had polio and was in an iron lung, therefore everybody should get the polio vaccine. That's a nonsense argument. It's a non-starter with me. Don't even try it. And it ignores the real suffering. It ignores the real pain. It ignores the real harm and damage and death that has ensued and that will continue to ensue by injecting toxic poisons into helpless babies and arguing that that somehow is good for the immune system. And when you acknowledge it's not good for the immune system, but you say it's good for the herd, then you disavow their value and their worth as a human being because their death doesn't matter to you. Because of some fictitious collectivist herd mentality that you hold on to as a death cult in arguing that we are irresponsible or that we are responsible for the continuation of any given disease that you claim is vaccine preventable. It's nonsense. You are immature spiritually, immunologically, by making that argument. And it's a disgusting argument. Because it devalues, it diminishes the value of the individual baby or child who is harmed or killed by this construct, by this collectivist construct. That when we begin to acknowledge the danger of every vaccine, why do I say that? Because they have a program that absolves them of responsibility. That is only necessary because their products are dangerous. Dangerous to the point where they could not have it out and available without absolving the liability, relieving them of all liability through this vaccine compensation court. All right, I'll pause, Super Don.
Take a breath. No, it's okay. All right. I mean, there's so much to talk about this issue. And, you know, we joke sometimes about how we wish we could get through a show without having something to talk about regarding vaccines.
Yeah.
It's almost something you can't get away from. It's so much in the news. It's such a big industry. It's a solution to everything for these guys. Mm-hmm. And, you know, especially as of late with what we have found out about the CDC whistleblower.
Yeah. Well, and they're freaking out on that end because it means more parents are going to wake up and question. And they don't want questioning. They want automatons. They want followers. They want churchgoers who don't question the dogma of that church. That's why this is very much like a religion. It's behaving as a religion, but the liberals, primarily, not exclusively, say it's science. You cannot question. The science is settled. No, when somebody says the science is settled, leave them. Run the other way. They're very dangerous to you. They're like religious zealots that are trying to convert you, and if they don't convert you, they'll condemn you, imprison you, maybe even kill you. This has happened throughout history, and they're claiming you're responsible for their deaths or the deaths of someone they know because you didn't take the sacrament. This is a violation of the Establishment Clause in the Constitution, but yet it continues unabated because it's scientific, right? I got your science, buddy.
And it's so interesting sometimes when we look at, you know, a crisis. Some people would look at this Ebola situation as a crisis. And you know what? For the people that are dying from it, it is a crisis. But we also have seen through history, even just recent history that we've been, you know, privy to be able to be a part of during our lifetime, that it's very true that that statement that I believe it was Hillary Clinton, and I thought a few other people have used this, where they say, yeah, you don't let a good crisis go to waste, right?
Right, yeah.
And that's exactly what's going on here when you look at the Ebola situation, which a lot of people, you know, even we have questioned whether this is real or not. And then suddenly, here they are, Ebola vaccines. We need an Ebola vaccine. We're doing testing on Ebola vaccines. Here comes the, you know, testing on people. You know, it's like you were saying
last time.
Yeah, it's like, hey, we're ready to go, you know. So it's, yeah, vaccines, fortunately.
It's a wee bit suspicious.
Fortunately, we know better, and hopefully we can open some eyes and create some more critical thinkers out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And remember, Ebola, getting back onto that subject, it's not evidence of a vaccine deficiency any more than measles, mumps, and rubella is, or diphtheria, pertussis, and tetanus is. And having an antibody is not sufficient to protect you from disease if your immune system is corrupted, as it is via injection of toxic poisons. But it's an immature perspective, not only on the immune system, but on life itself, because it's a claim of victim consciousness. It's living as a victim. That disease is only a matter of luck. If your luck is bad, sorry. But, hey, wait, if we can convince the rest of the world to inject toxic poisons into their babies, maybe you'll be luckier. Right? Because you won't encounter this so-called microbe that isn't the cause of your disease, but it's the result of it. It manifests only in a body that is susceptible. And it discounts the fact that homeopaths and herbalists and natural medicine docs know there are 1,000 different ways to strengthen immunity, protect you from disease, or even if you should succumb, to get you through it, and you'll be alive and well and stronger because of the experience. Could it be God designed us to encounter these things to strengthen us? I ask you. Question of the day coming up next. We'll see if we can find Ty Bollinger somewhere in the meantime. Stick around.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
All right, no tie yet, so, well, I guess we got to go a different direction, but that's okay. We got so many directions we can go. We won't miss a beat, not for a second, and it means this.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Hey, question of the day. Hooray! Well, what's this one going to be about? Detoxification? Yeah, how about it? Detoxification. Our friend Liberty, desperately needing help. She's in a pickle. Still trying to detox heavy metals from her body with bentonite clay because she can't afford chelation. She's doing oral bentonite and activated charcoal and other herbs. But she's having the big issue here, according to what I'm reading, is that she's got a pretty severe case of rosacea. The skin, the liquid oozing out. And remember, this is a compensation. When your excretory organs are not at 100% or 110, like they sometimes need to be, the skin is your largest organ of elimination, in fact. And so sometimes you can encourage that by sweating it out, but sometimes it's not pleasant at all in the case of rosacea. So you could do the homeopathic remedies like skin irritations and itch relief. There's actually rosacea formulas King Bio could probably hook you up with. They're at 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245. Her eyelids are swollen, itchy, red. She's taking astaxanthin. She's doing chromium. She's doing selenium. She's doing B-complex. She's doing some flora stuff for the gut. She's doing silica. She even started some C. And even topical things. You know, and the thing is, if the body is throwing stuff out, you don't want to put topical stuff that would suppress it. You want to heal it. So if you were to do things like tea tree and sovereign silver gel, I don't have a problem with that because it's not the same as suppressing it. But remember, when I went through my healing, 2 years of intensity, the skin was one of the last things to clear up. Because if you have a body type that tends, like mine, to throw it out through the skin, that can be an ongoing source of discomfort and stubbornness of your body. So sometimes it's a matter of staying the course. Now, of course, if you have a major heavy metal burden and you can't afford to be overtly, let's say, aggressive, like intravenous chelation, it could lengthen the time that you need for recovery. But stay the course. Coffee enemas, Super Don. She didn't mention that, by the way.
Yeah.
So stay the course. If you want to do more, you can sometimes exacerbate it temporarily. Sometimes you can stop, give the body time to acclimate to another level of function, and then ease back into the detox if it's too much. That's a Herxheimer response. But remember, increase the selenium up over 200 micrograms at this point if you're dealing with this. You know, 400, 600, 800 of the food-grown variety we get from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. Now, switching gears from the question of the day, I want to go into addiction, specifically the fear of it. People that are dealing with pain, even cancer patients, we've talked now about this last hour, incredible, with Mike Cutler, the issue of pain management. And is this story you're telling me, Super Don, people are afraid to get on the drugs, the powerful drugs, because they're afraid of being addicted to them? At least that's what I understood.
I think the pharmaceutical companies are a little worried here because they're afraid about people being afraid of getting addicted to opioids.
Interesting angle.
Yeah, so they're kind of worried that people might not be taking their drugs because they're worried about becoming hooked on them.
Ah, so, you know, it's interesting. We talked about this. The whole fear of cannabis is a fear based on the fact that they will lose economic ground to a plant. And in this case, I think they're afraid of cannabis as well, because as we've heard and seen and experienced, my wife as well, she used the CBD, of course, but the fear of addiction for her, because we had resorted, I've been honest about this, we resorted to even the opiates from a doctor prescribing it, and the fear of addiction is very real. The addiction is very real. We didn't want to go down that road. And so I think inevitably they're going to lose this battle as well, because their drugs and any new powerful drugs that, you know, are killing people as much as they're relieving their pain, more people are going to wake up, and, you know, fear of the pharmaceutical industry is real. But it's a good fear. We need to put more fear in them by not acquiescing to doctors' prescriptions for these things and start embracing the botanicals and other natural ways of managing pain that work even better and that have no damage to the liver and no addiction potential. So whether you're doing the CBD we get from the industrial hemp oil, that's SHW-48, I believe, is one day. It's the last day of August. Super Don, how did we get here?
Last day. Time flies when you're having fun.
All right. Well, it is
a
holiday.
Having fun, right?
Yeah, we are. It's a holiday. It's Labor Day weekend. Super Don, if you need to take off for vacation, that's okay. You can. But we'll talk about it. It's okay. We'll make it. We'll see if we can find time. If not, hey, we're continuing on here. We'll get into some moments of duh. Five studies all in one. Some of them are very duh-infused. And then what is this about the government spending $80 million to find out why lesbians are obese and gay men are slender? Oh, man, do we really have to cover that? We'll be back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Way. One World Way has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high-quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Have we gone soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I'm the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott Bell. Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, we've got images with links and hot links, and we've got support links for our sponsors. There's also a picture of, oh my gosh, Super Don. I was just handed breaking news here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I was just handed hot from the oven an organic peanut butter chocolate chip cookie by my wife.
Oh, that's breaking news on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Totally breaking news. Now, I have no idea what we were planning to do, but at this point, forget it all.
For our in-your-face, ha-ha, Super Don moment.
Sorry about that, Super Don. Whistleblower Brian Hooker, about the whistleblower presented at Autism One, which is piggybacking on the Cancer Control Society annual event. And I have an image, and if you click the image at robertscottbell.com, you'll be taken to a YouTube of his presentation. You want to hear more straight from Brian Hooker, go ahead and do that. But before we get into maybe some moments of done, I'm going to take a bite of this incredible organic peanut butter chocolate chip cookie from my wife. I am going to go. How about the phone lines? Anybody on the phone? I think we do have a call. Is this a NASCAR call? What's going on here?
Yeah, I think NASCAR is calling.
Lori, you're on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Lori. No, she isn't.
No, she isn't. Lori, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, there she is.
Oh, my goodness. I just took a bite of the cookie. Go ahead, Lori.
Bad hook.
Well, hello from Central Ireland, home of the INSA Super Nationals. The parking lot is quite full out there, and they were asking people not to pull in because the campgrounds are so wet that they're afraid the campers are going to get stuck. So it's going to be an interesting beginning to the week.
Lori, you said ISA. I don't know if anybody's into racing that they all know what that is or not, but like NASCAR, everybody's heard of. What is the ISA Racing Association or something?
IMCA, International Motor Cross. Let me get it pulled up here. IMCA. It is International Motor Cross Association.
Okay, so you have a race. If I understand correctly, Lori, you have a race on Tuesday, the day after Labor Day, as we call it. Is it a dirt track? Is it a paved track race? What is it? What are you going to be on?
It is a dirt track. It's a quarter of a mile, an eighth of a mile at the base, a quarter of a mile at the top. For compacts, usually try to run the midline because it's an easier route to go. It gets a little too tight down there at the bottom. If your listeners would like to view it, they can go to xsan.com to watch the races. I was just looking at the Facebook today, and they're going to be showing previews tomorrow for free. So,
okay. xsan.tv, I thought. So I remember seeing it in there. But, the thing that's interesting to me, and you're going to be behind, Lori, you're going to be behind the wheel. You are actually the race car driver. Is that right?
Yes, I am. I am the driver. So I have three checkered flags under my belt. That was the way back in 1997. So this is my second Super National, so I'm really excited, and the car is just about ready to go. So.
It looked like you've converted a Dodge Neon or whatever to a race car. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a 95 Dodge Neon. It was actually already built for a NASCAR track to Farley, Iowa, which is out in eastern Iowa along Highway 20. And we decided to sell it, so we bought it. And we had to do quite a lot of conversions and make it safe up to IMCA specs, and then plus we have a little extra safety gear that is above and beyond what the IMCA requires.
Excellent. Now, what's extraordinary about this is that you sent pictures, and on the front of the hood, you put robertscottbell.com, and on the side, you've got cancertruth.net with Ty Bollinger. You've got Dr. Buttar, DrButtar.com. I mean, this is going to be the healthiest car going around that track.
Yep, it is. With 100,000 people out there, it was going to be, I'm hoping to get some questions. People come up to me with questions. I'm hoping to get the truth out there for Ty, for Dr. Buttar, for you. My blog address is also across the hood. So I can get some truth out that way. And on the Driver's Side front fender is her church website. So hopefully get some shoes out that direction too. So,
Lori, you inspire me. Amazing. And I can't wait to hear how things go. Maybe I can get to watch the race on Tuesday. XSAN.TV, I think, is what I saw. But we'll see if we can get that link up there. And I'll include some pictures. I'll add them up to the website. We've done it through the social media. I've tweeted them out, which is amazing. And I appreciate you so much. And your passion for health and healing and bringing the power back to heal on the racing circuit as well.
Well, thank you. It's going to be an exciting week. I'll have my phone out there, so I'll be posting on my Facebook page and how things are going and every step of the way.
Well, don't be texting and driving around the racetrack.
Oh, no. My hands are full when I'm on the track. I get tunnel vision, you know, when I'm on the racetrack. It's just one car at a time to get by and get on to the next one.
Cool. Well, I'm going to have to come up to Iowa and learn how to race cars from you, Lori. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, all the best to Lori Harvey on the racing circuit there, IMSA, I believe it is. And we got listeners from all walks of life, backgrounds. We got truck drivers. We got little old ladies, little old men. We got grandmas, grandpas. We got kids and grandkids all here enjoying the message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. And occasionally we do a little bit of science. And then the science we do is, I think, extraordinary because it's the stuff that our 4th, 5th, and 6th graders already know. Yet somehow, some way, somebody thinks in government that they need to take your taxpayer dollars to find out stuff that we already know. That's why we call it
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh, brought to you by the pentavalent Moment of Duh vaccine. That's right, we've got five, count them, five stories that fit the category of Moments of Duh. Thank you to Super Don for putting this out and CNN for compiling it all in one place. I think we've done a few of these stories, but now all in one place is even better. Junk food, guess what? It does more than make you fat.
Oh.
Yeah, really. I did. Did we not? Okay. Did we miss something somewhere on that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, what does it do? Does it increase your IQ? grow hair on your chest?
Actually, it only makes lesbians fat. No. We got a story on that.
No.
We got a story on that. We'll get to. But right now, it's moment of dust season. There's a reason they call it junk, right? A new study suggests eating food filled with chemicals high in fat, sodium, and sugar may also reduce your interest in eating healthier foods. Isn't that interesting? As I'm eating an organic chocolate chip peanut butter cookie.
No.
Bad host, right? I couldn't help it. It's really good, as always. A new study published in Frontiers of Psychology involved two groups of rats, i.e. American humans, that take pharmaceutical drugs. And they were given food, and when they were given the option to choose junk food over healthy food, of course, the junk food addicts chose more junk food.
Yes.
Because it's deficient in minerals that causes
addicts.
You to crave things. Yep.
It's addiction. It is an addiction. They've proven that.
Yeah. Now, here's a secondary moment of duh, Super Don. You'll enjoy this. Did you know that the Journal of Periodontology found that drinking coffee can help your smile?
That was a smile. That's a sound effect for a smile.
I know, but what are they talking about here? Because if you drink enough coffee, your teeth are just going to look like you live in Great Britain. That's not what they're talking about, though, is it?
No, they discovered that men, I don't know why men, maybe they just didn't study women, but men who drank coffee had a small but significant reduction in the number of teeth with periodontal bone loss.
Wow. Interesting.
Why? I have no idea. But I'll take any good news on coffee.
Right. And it also makes the office workers happy when you know somebody's going on a coffee run for you. So the smile comes in many different ways.
Yeah.
Me, on the other hand, coffee up the bum makes me smile. Right.
Whatever.
Yeah, detox the liver, okay?
Whatever.
Makes you smile. Hey, what about this one? I didn't know this was a moment of duh, but it said more parents are getting their children vaccinated. Didn't we cover this story recently?
We did. We talked about it. It was significant because it came out last week, and it was basically talking about how the overall vaccination rate on babies nationwide is about 90%. And, of course, the vaccine industry is coming out saying, well, it's at 90%, but it's just not good enough. It's just not enough. We got to get the rest of the herd going here.
Not enough. So, it's never enough. And, of course, the argument for herd immunity is herd mentality. It's medical collectivism. It's downright dangerous for your health, you, the individual. I've already talked about it, so we won't go further. How about this one? When you move, your germs do too.
This I like. I think this is a
kind of interesting,
very cool story. And basically what it amounts to is that you have like this unique microbiome that just kind of travels with you. And so like you can move from one house to another house, and in just a very short period of time, your microbiome will
recolonize the new place.
And recolonize in the new house. It's like it's like a fingerprint.
Right. This is cool. I mean, it's like, well, sorry, microbiome, I'm moving now. It's been nice to know you. We'll leave you behind in the house, and we're going to move. You stay here with Woody. We're going to leave Woody behind, too.
I mean, this is really cool. They call it a signature, and they found that when a family moved into a brand new house, the scientists were able to find that unique signature 24 hours later. How interesting is that?
Last moment of this story, salt is bad for people with multiple sclerosis. Well, yes, sodium chloride, refined crack salt, as I call it, is bad for you. It'll dehydrate you. It'll demineralize you because it's imbalanced. It doesn't contain the 74 to 84 trace minerals that real salt, Celtic sea salt, ancient mineral crystal salt has. When we come back, this is a moment of, huh? Yeah. Stand by.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all. Are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card. Don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store. That's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs. Throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest Express banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNLive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNLive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Labor Day weekend. We're almost off for 24 hours or less or more, actually. You know, each week we start off our broadcast schedule Sunday afternoon in the East Coast, in the morning on the West Coast.
The West Coast?
1 to 3 in the West Coast. It's like between the West and the East Coast. I wasn't sure, yeah. The West Coast. By the way, the cookies, my wife said I was allowed to have one, but they're for our buddy Paul Bertero, Echo Water. We're going to see him on Labor Day and bring him some cookies. He always shows up when there's something sweet and treatful that my wife makes, so we thought we'd bring him some. So I can't eat anymore. But I had my one, so I'm
He's
good.
Like
good
Toucan Sam, right? Just follows his nose.
Wherever it goes. Hey, look, there's an organic cookie. That's mine. Right? Mine. All mine. All right. Well, let's see. What else we got? TMB is somewhere at the Cancer Control Society. I hope all is well. We'll get the update, I guess, tomorrow or the next day. Enjoy everybody there, all our friends that are there in Los Angeles this weekend. And getting some good, healthy tune-ups, hopefully. By the way, speaking of tune-ups, remember the guy David Peterson, bodytuneupshop.com, bodytuneupshop.com? My friend Victoria went to see him, and she was dizzy going in, and she walked out, and she's just like dancing going out. So, again, there are people that can do extraordinary body work in that regard. And, again, what was it? A shout-out to all my chiropractic friends that just say, you're not giving us enough love. Listen, I just got an adjustment from my wife. And I'm good to go. I'm standing up straight. You can't see it, but you can hear it. Hopefully you can hear it. So here we go. More studies. This study is one of those stranger studies we've had to cover. We've talked about a lot of studies that are being funded by through the NIH. The NIH, of course, is taxpayer, U.S. taxpayer funded. This time they wanted to know how sexual minorities grapple with weight.
Okay.
I don't know. So they study, like why lesbians are fat, right? And I don't know if this is offensive to lesbians.
That's a quote. That is an actual quote. That's right. What they call this.
Yeah, no, I know. That's just it's blunt language in the study.
Right.
And why gay men are not. I mean, it's like, really? Can't we just make this a human issue? But it's always got to be divided. But
I'm sure this was just a phone survey. I mean, this didn't really cost much, did it, to do this study?
I think it cost like $2.2 million to do this. Maybe it's up to $2.87
million.
Right. That's it. Yeah. Figure this thing out. It said gay and lesbian kids were up to 76% less likely than straight youth to play on a sports team. And they call it because of gender nonconformity and athletic self-esteem. Of course, you could have done a study of the science nerds and found out that probably 80% of them or 85% would not play sports because they're science nerds. But, you know, another paper broke down that, you know, this weight issue. Gay men tend to think they're fat when they're not, while lesbians have the opposite problem. So they eat more, perhaps. Now, let's be honest about this. If you have an orientation that differs from the accepted norms of any society, you're likely going to be abused, or you're going to likely look at yourself as something less than whole, you know, in some ways. And that's going to be an emotional and even a spiritual conflict within you. Right. And this is not me making any kind of judgment about orientation. For me, that's not whatever you are or claim to be is not an issue for me. I just, you know, feel I have this great human compassion concern that you'll ostracize anybody who is different. And of course, that's going to impact emotionally, which will impact physiologically. As we know, the emotions play a huge role in manifesting health or disease in the body. And so if you have a low self-esteem, that can impact on a self-image that is corrupted, and it can impact on dietary issues. Now, we can at least say, physiologically, to be sure that you're getting all the minerals, the good essential fats, and the same things we would have as a message for anybody of any orientation. But, you know, our argument is like, why are we spending millions and millions of taxpayer dollars to study this, much less almost anything else? So we're equal opportunity offensive on the whole study issue here.
Indeed.
That the studies are so bent into the absurd that the money, in addition to not being well spent, you know, anybody with a lick of common sense could go, well, yeah, we kind of get that. If you're ostracized from your community, you know, it's like you can't play the reindeer games. It's not going to be fun. And you're going to have, let's say, aberrant self-image, and then your health will suffer. So, I don't know. Maybe I'm oversimplifying it.
No, I don't think you are. I don't think you are, but I think we just have to go back to these taxpayer dollars that are being used to fund these studies. Do we really need the money to figure these things out?
And why aren't they sending those taxpayer dollars here to the Robert Scott Bell Show?
That's right. We'll take a few of those dollars, right?
Actually, no, we won't. Just not accepting the benefits because they come with too many strings. And those strings will go places you don't want them to go, not even a coffee enema. All right. Take care, my friends. Maybe we'll be back for the actual Labor Day. We're talking about it behind the scenes. But tell your friends that God's honest truth, the power to heal, is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, capsicum, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.